If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. Happy Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premiere day to all who celebrate. Season 6 premieres tonight on Bravo. And you guys, it is, as expected, a fantastic premiere. These women always deliver. I will always have faith in the women of Salt Lake City. They just pick up right where they left off, honestly, except for one person. Lisa Barlow is conspicuously absent from the premiere for the most part, which is explained to be a business thing. Otherwise, the women are super clocked in and it's fantastic. I'm your host, Gibson Johns. And today on the show, we have an interview with Meredith Marks from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I've been interviewing Meredith since season one of the show, and we've spent a decent amount of time together over the years because really just because of how much time she spends in New York. She spends part of her year in New York City. She's here a lot. So she's had a bunch of PR events for her various brands over the years. She's been at and hosted watch parties and things like that. So, you know, we've run into each other a bunch. We've had drinks together. Like, I'd like to think that we have a solid rapport. And I think that Meredith's just an incredibly smart, good person. And obviously, it being before the season has really begun, there's only so much that we could really get into in our interview. That's why I prefer to interview women deeper into a season once there's like really tangible stuff we can talk about and it's not super teasy. But there were some really great teases in here from Meredith. And we talked a lot about the sort of complex web of friendships that exists on this show, always has, but particularly right now as it pertains to her rekindling her friendship with Mary, who has been best friends with Angie. As Mary and Meredith have had their falling out, obviously now they're rebuilding. Mary and Angie are about to have a falling out this season. And then obviously Meredith and Angie have had a colorful history themselves. And then you throw Lisa Barlow into the mix, who used to be best friends with Angie. Now they've had a falling out. Meredith and Lisa have rebuilt their friendship. There's a lot just in that particular foursome that I think is really, really interesting. And I was so curious about how much of that sort of web complicates those friendships. But to me, it just really sounds like Meredith has generally gotten a lot of really great perspective as her time on The Housewives has gone on, which I think is really great to hear. And there's one answer in particular, though, that she would not give me during this interview that I'm particularly curious about. And I think you'll probably know what I'm alluding to, but I'll let you listen to get to that. But anyway, hopefully the chat with Meredith sort of whets your appetite for season 6, which again premieres tonight on Bravo, September 16th. It's a really great premiere. Again, even if it's extremely light on Lisa Barlow, because she did not go on the first cast outing, it is still a great premiere and sets it up for a really juicy season. But before we get to that, I did want to touch on something that I've been sort of getting a lot of questions about today since Bravo dropped the first teaser for Ladies of London, The New Reign, which is what they're calling the reboot of one of my favorite Bravo shows ever that ran from 2014 to 2017, had 3 seasons, Ladies of London. That's where we met Caroline Stanberry. That's where we met Juliet Angus. Obviously, Caroline went on to move to Dubai and led The Real Housewives of Dubai, which only ran for 2 seasons. But, you know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about this Ladies of London reboot teaser that came out today, because Real Housewives of London has been airing on Hey You for the past 5 weeks. And a lot of people are like, wait a second. Are Real Housewives of London and Ladies of London different shows? And my answer to you is yes, very much so, even if the premises are very similar. And even if, again, there is this kind of weird crossover of talent, which I will explain right now. I made a big TikTok about this as well, because I think that people are really sort of confused by this. And I think it understandably so. So let me map it out for you. Real Housewives of London was announced last fall at Hey You Fan Fest by Andy Cohen himself, but it is only available to watch on the international streamer Hey You, which produced the show. Ladies of London, the reboot, was announced 7 months later this past May, around the time of NBC Upfront, which is when the network tends to announce what shows they're renewing, what shows they're picking up, what new shows they're introducing. And Ladies of London was one of those, a reboot of Ladies of London, as well as a reboot of Shaws of Sunset, the Valley Persian version. So we knew that both of these shows were happening. And none of the OG cast members of Ladies of London are expected to be on the reboot. But Juliet Angus, who was one of the American expats living in London, who was a cast member on all 3 seasons of the original Ladies of London, is now a cast member on The Real Housewives of London on Hey You, which again will not air on Bravo or Peacock. At least they've said that it's not going to. They could change that if there's enough sort of, maybe if there's enough fan demand for it, or if there's a reverse course, I don't know. But as of now, the all signs point to it not being officially available to stream in the US. Again, I've explained this before. I stream it by ExpressVPN, and then I made an account on Hey You. I pay for both of those services because to me it's worth it. Real Housewives of London has been excellent so far. It's been 5 episodes. But again, so Juliet Angus, again, original Ladies of London cast member, now a Real Housewives of London cast member. She does not join the season until episode 5, which just dropped today, Monday, which was reportedly because of contract negotiations. That's unconfirmed, but I think that's usually what that means. Now, as I said, this is definitely confusing for a lot of, especially more casual viewers, I would say, who are not sort of as in the weeds as I am. And I wish that Real Housewives of London was easier to watch in the U.S., but I also think, you know, I think it remains to be seen, as far as I'm aware, whether or not Ladies of London will have a fully British cast, or if it will once again lean into the sort of mix and commingling of American expats with Brits who already are living in London. So that was sort of the big thing about the original Ladies of London, which is like they had a couple of American cast members and there was sort of this culture clash that would often happen, and it created for good drama and it was amusing. So I'm curious, because if Ladies of London is exclusively a British cast, then I'm not really sure personally, from what we've heard, what would differentiate it from Real Housewives of London. Because also, like, they probably, at least for the Brits, had to cast from a similar pool of women. But also, even if the new Ladies of London leans into the Americans and Brits mixing, it still has a lot in common with Real Housewives of London, because Juliet, an American expat, is on that show now. So it's definitely kind of muddled, I would say. I'm extremely excited for Ladies of London still, because I will always take a show like this. So I'm happy. It's kind of like having our cake and eating it too, honestly. Like, I'm not complaining about this. But what I think is interesting that popped up on my Instagram feed right before I was going to record this intro is that Juliet's first episode, as I mentioned, aired today, Monday, this week. It's this week's episode, episode 5. I have not watched it yet. I'm going to watch it tomorrow on Tuesday. But Juliet did hint at something that I've been sort of wondering about. She commented on the tease. This comment was posted by Bravo Snarkside. I'm not sure which post of the tease she commented on, but she said, LOL, the announcement drops on the day my episode of Real Housewives of London airs on Hey You. Coincidence? ? And she has a point. You know, it's like, wait a second. We've been waiting for some sort of news about Ladies of London ever since May, since when they announced it. We haven't really gotten anything since then. And then on the day that Juliet is going to make her grand return to reality TV on Hey You's Real Housewives of London, Bravo posts the Ladies of London teaser. It definitely makes you think. And I think it may be, I don't know if it gets, I really don't know what it could get at, to be honest, because I don't know how all this stuff works in terms of like, you know, the production timelines, which show started for, like, it's hard to tell, right? Or when casting was starting, was there a casting overlap? I don't know. But I found her comment to be particularly notable. And it probably plays into this, like, maybe what happened behind the scenes. I don't know. Again, I'm excited for both shows. I'm happy we have Real Housewives of London. I'm happy we're getting Ladies of London on Bravo. I think it's the more the merrier. But I'm just curious about this. I think it's a really interesting point that she brings up. And I had not thought about the timing of the announcement until I saw that comment of hers. And yes, also, in case you're wondering, Caroline Stanberry, who again, Dubai was put on pause, aka probably canceled. So she's not on a show. And I think Caroline Stanberry is one of our greatest reality stars on Bravo. She has also been making cameos on The Real Housewives of London because she's really good friends with a couple of the women. There's actually two Juliettes on Real Housewives of London, and she's friends with both of them. So we've also been getting her on there. So I'm guessing that's a little bit of that sends kind of a message, I guess. I don't know. It's, again, I don't know how all this stuff totally works. And I'm not really super familiar with HeyU. This is my first time even using it as a service. But I do know they produced a good season of Housewives so far in Real Housewives of London. So we're eating good. We're eating good as reality TV fans, as Housewives fans, with both these shows available to us. So anyway, I hope to have more Real Housewives of London thoughts for you soon, and hopefully an interview or two. But for now, let's get back to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So keep listening for my chat with Meredith Marks. Tune into the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season 6 premiere at 8 p.m. Eastern on Bravo. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. We'll be back with a premiere breakdown for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on Friday. Have a good week. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Meredith Marks, star of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which returns for season 6 on Wednesday, September 16th. Meredith, it's always great to get some time with you. I know you are a busy woman, as always, but especially right now with the DJ career going strong. How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm happy to be here with you, and excited to chat a little.
Yeah. So before we get into the season and the premiere, which I watched this morning, I feel like you seem to be having so much fun with the DJing. I mentioned that at the top, but like, it just feels like you're enjoying yourself. People are eating it up. You're packing venues with this endeavor. Are you having as much fun as it seems you are?
I really am. It's crazy. When I went down this path, I thought I was just like doing some stuff for Pride, and I didn't really know where it would all land, but yeah. I'm thrilled. It's been just so fun. So fun.
So let's jump into the season, because I watched the premiere this morning. And, you know, I was one of those people who last season, I didn't love you and Mary not being close anymore. It felt like I like you better together. And you hugged it out at the reunion. And I'm curious, you know, after that, going into filming for this year, where were you mentally in terms of feeling like, okay, we can genuinely move forward together and kind of rebuild the friendship?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I didn't like where Mary and I were either. And it was, you know, a difficult situation because I didn't really understand why she reacted the way she reacted. But I also didn't have any clue of what was going on in her life.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to support and respond in appropriate ways when you're unaware of something. So, I mean, I do wish that I had known, because I feel like I probably would have handled things a bit differently. Well, I don't feel like. I know I would have handled things a bit differently. So that right there, I think, shifted the dynamic just a little bit going into this year, you know. Mm. Because I did have an awareness and an understanding. And so I think we were in a just much better place.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And it's like you can't, you could only fill in the blank so much without knowing what was going on last year. And I think once you saw that at the reunion, once you were aware of that, it was very clear that it would have gone differently. And obviously you and Angie have had your issues over the years, and her and Angie were very good friends last season. Going into this season, they're still very good friends. It doesn't seem like that that continues. It falls apart at some point. But did Mary's friendship with Angie impact your friendship with her at all? Or was that, is that a totally separate thing in your mind?
Not from my standpoint. You know, there were times where I thought, oh, maybe Angie's saying things to Mary that are inciting her against me. But I actually think that was someone else who did that, not Angie.
Who do you think it was?
I'll hold that to myself for the time being.
Okay. I guess what about the inverse of that? Because obviously, you know, Lisa and Angie used to be great friends. Their fallout will continue this season, but you and Lisa have gotten back, thankfully, to a much better spot. You're very close again. I guess I'm not sure if you even want to become better friends with Angie or more than just coexist with her, but do Angie and Lisa's issues prevent you from moving forward at all with Angie as well? Or are you content with like your spot with Angie?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it makes it more difficult when, you know, you have a friend who's not getting along with someone else who you're trying to build a relationship with. It definitely makes it harder. But I think that, you know, one thing Lisa and I really did learn through these last few years is to give each other room and to have enough confidence in our own relationship where we're not, you know, terribly threatened by it. So you'll see, like, Lisa has times during this year where she's friendly with people I'm not getting along with, and that's okay. Like, you know, you can be friends with people who aren't friends. There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's also part of allowing this group and the show to work, is not holding that against somebody else for potentially moving forward with somebody that you're not on the best terms with.
Maturity, you know, it's just.
Yeah, absolutely. So in this premiere, Meredith, I'm curious what you thought, because Bronwyn comes in very strong. Lisa's not super present in this first episode, but Bronwyn comes in super strong about these headlines about lawsuits that Lisa was potentially involved in. And Heather has this theory that she and Angie were sort of bonding over their sort of mutual dislike of Lisa at the moment. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that that was sort of bringing them together, or maybe the group together in some ways?
That's an interesting way to look at it. Maybe, you know, because the whole thing for me that was very confusing and disturbing was that, like, Lisa's far from the only one to have legal issues in this group. I'm one of the few who doesn't have legal issues going on in the group. And somehow the one person who's not there is the one that's being talked about.
Yep.
So I was very bothered by that. I did my best that I could to defend her. I didn't know very much about the cases, so I couldn't get into the details because I didn't read it. Lisa, what I knew about it was that Lisa had told me that, you know, she had a lawsuit and that, you know, it was dismissed or in the process of getting dismissed. And I was like, okay, who cares? Like, these aren't criminal charges being brought by the United States of America or the state of Utah or any other state. This is a civil suit. It's an individual. I could sue you tomorrow if I wanted to. I'm not going to.
Right. But it's that doesn't necessarily give it merit, basically, these claims.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And getting something thrown out, you know, because it's meritless or on summary judgment is very difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, I think that you did for what it's worth, I think you did a good job of having an informed defense of Lisa's situation where you were like, in business, everybody borrows money. That is everybody does that to start a business and to run a business. And so I think that you did, without knowing all the details, I think you did a pretty great job in the moment.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Chronic migraine, 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more, can make me feel like a spectator in my own life.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for those with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It's the number one prescribed branded chronic migraine preventive treatment.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
In the scene, there's an ill-conceived analogy. I'm not going to get it, say the maybe the details for so people can watch the episode, but somebody compares what Lisa's going through to one Jen Shah. And it's obviously, that was never going to land, that sort of analogy, and bringing that up. And it kind of gets back to this question for me, Meredith, of like, should we even be talking about Jen at this point on the show? Like, why are we still even bringing her up? What do you think about that idea? Because Heather sort of gets at that a little bit.
Well, I do think it's kind of strange that, you know, she hasn't been with us for a couple of years and we're still going back there. But, you know, everyone is a result of their own experiences. And that is, you know, maybe someone has a reason to go back there. But to equate a civil lawsuit to criminal charges, it's just they're two totally different things. It made no sense to me. I didn't even get it. I'm like, what do you mean? These are not criminal charges.
Right.
So I don't know. I didn't really get why we were even talking about Jen in that moment. It made no sense.
It felt like it was apples and oranges a little bit. It wasn't.
Yeah. And again, like to your point, why are we talking about it? Like, leave her alone. She's not a part of this right now. You know, and this has nothing to do with that. We're two very good things.
Do you have any opinion on whether she should come back to the show or not when her time's done? Or are you just sort of letting the wind
blow? Up to me. Yeah. It's not up to me. So I don't have an opinion on it.
Okay. The other interesting dynamic, Meredith, that was making me laugh in this episode is you and Brittany. And she thought that you were better friends than you were, or that you thought that you guys were. You know, you're like, how many times have we spoken on the phone? And I think it was two times, I believe, was the correct answer. And it's interesting because she's coming in like really defending Lisa very strongly, like very intensely. Where do you think that was coming from?
Oh no! I mean, I liked it. I was happy she was defending Lisa. That was the best part about Brittany. But I don't really know. You know, she's kind of all over the place. I mean, I feel like she just blows with the wind, and I guess the wind was blowing in Lisa's direction in that moment. I don't know, really. I don't understand her. I don't.
And she also was claiming that to feel betrayed by you. Do you understand why she was feeling that way? Because I couldn't really understand it.
No. If anything, it should be me who has those feelings towards her. I was just trying to move on and space. And you know, she's done a lot of things that don't sit well with me.
Yeah. For you, Meredith, when you think about this group and this filming for the season, what is a relationship or a friendship that maybe changes the most for you? What's something that changes a lot, the dynamic that you're involved in?
I don't think I want to answer that because I feel like I'm going to give too much away.
Okay. Is it maybe an unexpected something?
I think there are a lot of unexpecteds, and I think there's going to be a lot of truths that are told.
Okay.
Come at me with lies if you don't want me to tell the truth.
Okay. There we go. And I feel like, you know, I think about the run of the show in general, and it's always been, you guys have always delivered amazing seasons, but I think the last two seasons in particular have sort of share of the zeitgeist that Real Housewives of Salt Lake City has kind of usurped in the past 2 years is really incredible. And I think it's kind of leveled up. And I'm curious, as somebody who's in it, been in it from the beginning, what do you think fuels your group? What do you think fuels it? Is it a mentality about filming? Is it just sort of the nature of this combination of women? Is it something else, like your ability to move forward? What is it that just nobody does it like Salt Lake City is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'd like to say I know what the secret sauce is, because then we could kind of just replicate it all over.
Yep.
I think that we are all genuinely wired very, very differently. And we could all hear the same exact thing with the same delivery from the same person, and it would elicit a completely different reaction from each of us. And I think that's what creates so much drama, because we just don't view the world in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your backgrounds are so different. What keeps you fueled with this show? Like, what's your favorite part about doing this? What keeps you wanting to do it year after year?
I mean, my favorite part about the show is directly about the show is I use it as a point of introspection to kind of look closer to myself and see how I'm reacting, see how people perceive the things I do. And it's almost like a study on human behavior to me, which is, and my own, you know,
well,
and
I
my
like
relationships
it.
And my marriage and my dynamics with the women, with my children. So to me, that's very, very interesting on a more like superficial level. I like that I'm able to, you know, talk about the causes that I care about, that I can walk away hoping that maybe I made the smallest, you know, difference to make this world slightly better for somebody out there, and to be able to promote my business, you know, those are all amazing perks. But like on the deeper level, it's about introspection.
Yeah. And I think that that's also, I mean, that's why I like watching the show. I think it is a study in human behavior. I think a lot of smart people watch Real Housewives. And I think that that is why, you know, it tells us a lot about ourselves. And so I'm happy that you're able to take some of that as well. I did want to quickly ask you, Meredith, about Next Gen NYC, because, you know, I loved that show. I loved that first season of that show. And obviously the Marks family was heavily involved. And one of the things that I really liked about that was, you know, obviously the Marks family, Riley and Candy and the, you know, the Biermans and Kim Zolciak, it really kind of equated like reality TV almost as like a family business, like in the same way that any of the other families that existed on that show had family businesses. And I really liked that. I thought it was a really cool insight into how your family works and you know, maybe what Riley and Brooks and Ariana have learned from their mothers. I'm curious how that experience was for your family from your perspective. Like, how did that go?
I mean, it was for me so like light and fun because it's not my drama. You know what I'm saying? Other than at the end, other than I shouldn't say that was light and fun. That was really intense. That last scene with Brooks and me. And so that was not so light.
But I liked seeing that though. I thought that was nice.
I'm sure,
but I thought I think that it was a really affecting scene though. And I think that it was really insightful into your relationship in a special way.
Yeah. And I think that it's nice because we were able to show a very different side of me and my family, you know, and I also think that the whole cast as a group are pretty amazing. You've got really great people on there with, you know, interesting different backgrounds and interesting futures. And, you know, they're so young. It's incredible, like, to see all this evolving at this age and how they handled everything. I mean, look, the housewives could take a lesson from the kids on conflict and resolution and moving on, you know. We move on, but if you haven't noticed, there's a lot of grudges being held still, you know. We do move on. We do, but it's not in a real clean manner, whereas I feel like they addressed issues, and if they were legitimately put to rest, they really moved on, and it was pretty impressive.
Absolutely, and I think some of the issues they were dealing with felt like beyond their years too. Like especially the thing like involving Riley, and Brooks was there for her obviously in that situation, but that was a difficult situation to navigate, and they were doing it expertly. I was impressed.
I was too. I mean, really, I think, like I said, we could take a lot of lessons.
Right. So Meredith, when you think about season 6, you know what goes on, you know how it all went down, and you know how the first 5 went down. How does this compare to the first 5? What set season 6 apart from your first 5 go-rounds?
I think what sets it apart for me is that I've been around the block several times now. I feel like every time I go around, I pick up some new information and learn some more about all the women and understand a little bit more about how they're wired and what some of the objectives may be. And, you know, it's like simple examples, me and Lisa, like we had a falling out. I think that a lot of that falling out occurred because of things that were being said to us that weren't necessarily always true. And a lot of gas being poured on the fire. And it's like, when we came to real resolution, Lisa and I, we agreed. We're like, we're not letting anyone do that again. And you'll see, people make a lot of attempts, you know, because I think they don't like us together. I think we're too strong together, you know, and it's too powerful. So, sorry.
I'm not going to argue with that. I think that's pretty well put, Meredith. Well, I really appreciate getting some time with you. You're a very busy woman, and I was happy to see you at the DirecTV party as well. That was a very fun night. And again, have fun at the watch party tonight. You know, I know it's very intense when the show airs, so just, you know, keep your head above water during this whole time.
You know what? It's like when you've listened to the lies over and over, year after year. I mean, let's be real. This, like you said, it's season six. After 5 years of seeing these women go after me with what turns out to be lies every single time, it's hard to let it get to you so much now, you know? I think it gets easier. We'll see. Let's circle back when I'm actually watching.
But in some ways, there's like some scar tissue there, and they can't penetrate that again.
Exactly. You get tougher. Your skin just gets thicker and thicker, and you make a choice as to who you want to, you know, allow into your emotional space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Meredith, I really appreciate it. It's great to see you, and have fun tonight.
Thank you so much. And yeah. I wish we were to be there.
I know. Next time. There's always next time.
Mr. Yeah. Mama.
Thank you. I will. Bye, Meredith. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.
This Valentine's Day, the UPS Store Certified Packing Experts are helping pack and ship all the ways we care. From the lovey-dovey XOXO gifts for your Galentine's gal pal, even pet gifts for doggy dearest. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send your Valentine's on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.